We're talking today with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Let's talk about some of the things going on right now in our nation's capital where you're at. You released a statement just yesterday regarding passage of the CFTC reauthorization. Give me, first of all, your overall view of this measure and also why it's really important to folks in the farming and ranching industry.
Well, first of all, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is underneath the jurisdiction of the House Agriculture Committee. It is the organization that has regulatory responsibility for the futures markets, the derivatives markets. So whether you have a contract on the futures market to try and hedge your calves or your wheat or your cotton, whatever, this is the group that oversees that. They also have jurisdiction over the big derivatives contracts. That's the big risk management, interest rate management tools out there that in some quarters have been so controversial. The Ag Committee, in response to some of the mistakes made at the Commission in recent years, some of the mistakes done in the Dodd-Frank so-called Financial Reform Act, the Ag Committee has responded in a bipartisan way with a bill that had overwhelming bipartisan support yesterday to try and address those. Things like making it easier for folks who use these products to electronically access the activities of the firms that are handling their money, trying to make it harder to have another MF Global. There's things in the bill that does stuff requiring that the division heads and the folks who work at the Commodities Futures Trading Commission be responsible to all the commissioners, not just the chairman of the commission. There's things in there that deal with end users that make it simpler for folks to participate, addressing margin requirements on small entities, addressing how these things are done. Basically, it is a piece of legislation to try and make the CFTC more responsible to the people that utilize it, more responsible to the market changes. Very controversial because a number of my liberal colleagues don't want to change anything. But the Ag Committee, once again, put a bipartisan package together to make positive, real changes, passed it by an overwhelming vote across the floor of the United States House, and we wait for the Senate to respond.
Now, most certainly, with the emphasis on risk management in the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Bill, making some reforms to CFTC makes almost a shared game plan of trying to help that overall package of risk management out in the farm.
Oh, absolutely. The bill incorporates a half a dozen different bills passed in some cases unanimously across the floor by various members of the United States House. It incorporates what we've seen through all of our hearings with CFTC people themselves, with foreign regulators, with market participants. It's just an effort like the 2014 Farm Bill to make things work better and to do it in a bipartisan way that would gain support from both sides of the aisle. I was very proud of my 40-some Democrat colleagues who voted with me as the bill passed through, but the bill had passed by voice vote out of the Agriculture Committee a few months ago. Pretty strong statement there. So a step in the right direction. Now we'll see if Senator Stabenow and the Senate Agriculture Committee are willing to take it up. The commission needs to be reauthorized, and that's the vehicle we use to do these important things. Rumor has the Senate would simply like to change the date on the authorization bill. These other things need to be done, too.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.